Defense attorney Greg Albee read from a letter Jensen's two sons wrote to the court saying the true character of their father has been obscured and he is a loyal and caring man.
Even in the face of this case, our dad has been someone my family has counted on. While our desire would be for his immediate release, we realize the impossibility of this as the court must pass a sentence in spite of his innocence. In light of this, we request that our dad be eligible for parole as soon as possible. We love you, Dad.
Special Prosecutor Bob Jamboys called Jensen a true sociopath, and Judge Schrader, in imposing the maximum sentence, talked about the lengthy planning that went into Jensen's wife's murder.
The wickedness and cruelty of the manner of death that you elected in this case, speak to the content of your character. There are a limited number of people who would do something like that, and those people are people that we need to remove from society.
It is expected an appeal of Jensen's conviction will be filed soon, likely based on Julie Jensen's letter telling police to look at her husband as a suspect if anything should happen to her. In Kenosha, Janet Haw for the Wisconsin Radio Network.